God, that made me want to dance a little bit. Here I come, coming through. All right. I got some really good new candy here. I know none of you are interested in, so I'm going to put it back here. Any other kids are welcome to come down the front. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about Easter and Easter traditions. Okay. One of the traditions, I don't know if it's a big deal anymore. It used to be when I was a kid, was getting a new outfit for church. As a matter of fact, this shirt right here I bought months ago. I have not worn it one single time. Got it at 50% off. And I have saved it to wear this morning. Just because as a kid, I was raised where you got a new outfit when you came to church. So, I want to show you a picture of me at the age of 14 that shows you what my mom did to me as a kid. Now look at me. You see it up there? You can look back here. Whatever you want to look at. Look at that outfit I have on. First of all, where in the world did I get those shoes? And look at those pants, guys. Look at that. I'm the oldest, and so my mom kind of dressed me up like a doll. My grandmother and her would take me shopping. My poor brother looks like he's being punished. I mean, look how straight he is. And he's got a suit on because traditionally, I always got a new suit for Easter every year. Thank goodness we don't do that anymore. But anyway, Brian has his suit on. I have my two-tone shoes. I have that zipper shirt. And I look very unhappy, don't I? Wow. Now look at that little girl to my right or left up there. That's my sister. And she's got a new dress on. She's got her basket there. Guess who put this picture up on Facebook? My sister. And in all the pictures she puts up, she looks good. Look at my brother and I. Easter torture. No wonder, someone might not want to celebrate Easter. But I want you to listen. There is a reason the tradition was to buy new clothes. Let me tell you the reason. In the early church, I'm talking right after Jesus died and was resurrected, it's found in the writings of the the old writers. They had a tradition that when you were baptized, you would go out to the river and you would walk down into the water. And when you got to the water, you would take your old clothes off. You'd have a bathing suit on, hopefully. And you would go in the water. And they would baptize you, they would put you under, and then when you came up, they handed you a white new robe to symbolize the new life that you had in Jesus. And so kind of the tradition has been that when Easter rolls around, we get new clothes, but we don't know why. We just do it because we've always done it. But here's what I want you to understand. What it's really trying to teach us is that if you become a Christian, you're supposed to leave your old way of living behind and live a new way. You are to live for Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, listen to what it says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through 15. It says, since God chose you to be a holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. In other words, when you accept Jesus, you're supposed to leave that old way of living. You're supposed to be nice to people. You're supposed to be humble. You have a new way of living. You put on your new clothes. So my challenge for you, if you're a Christian, is that you would live differently. If you're not a Christian, when that day comes, that you would understand it means that you change the way you live. Okay? Let's pray and ask God to help us do that. Lord, help us to live like new creations. Help us If we say we're a Christian, it ought to mean something. We ought to live differently. Please, please help us to understand that truth. And I thank you for these kids. They are so special. And I pray that they would live for you when they're old enough to understand what that means. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.